the hard-fought farm bill may now be signed, sealed, and on its way to being delivered, but that doesn't mean that everyone is happy with everything in it. One of those who has mixed emotions about the final bill is Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions.
You know, I'm ranking Republican on the Budget Committee, so I look at those numbers hard, and we were supportive in the Senate. But the final bill had some budget problems that I couldn't support. But fundamentally, I think it took, it should have been paid for in a different way. That's the only problem with it. And it increased the debt in some ways, and they used some budget gimmicks. But fundamentally, I think it's a positive step in the sense that some of the regulations are reduced, some of the direct payments and countercyclical payments are reduced, and the crop insurance is enhanced. And that's probably the right direction for us to go in agriculture in the years to come. And we can't do it overnight. I don't expect radical change. It gives farmers a chance to adjust as the years go by. And I think if we do it right, we could end up with less regulation, less domination of agriculture by the federal government, which is incompetent and incapable of managing most anything, much less agriculture.
Senator Sessions also notes that he and some of his colleagues no longer even refer to the legislation as the Farm Bill.
A number of us are beginning to call it the Food Stamp Bill. 80% of the legislation, the funding in the Farm Bill, is to fund the food stamp program. Only 20% went to farmers programs, and some of those were environmental, not directly related to farmers. And this needs to be known, I think, more clearly. And the reductions in spending, more of them were on the 20% that go to farmers than the 80% that went to food stamps. Virtually no reduction in the SNAP program, and it needs a lot of good management that it hasn't had in years.
Julie Magpeak with Southeast AgNet.